Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/onpause. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, or MP3 player. You are listening to OnCast, episode 37 for April 28th, 2010, with Ronnie and Andres. Enjoy this live episode. Did you see the Gizmodo found this leaked iPhone 4G, they're saying?
Found
or whatever, they bought for $10,000.
$5,000 it was. But I can pretty much recap you the entire story because I was following it as it was all happening, like as they were posting it.
Do it.
So this is good. This is real rich, right? So this developed, this Apple programmer, his first name is Gray, which Gizmodo, you know, they disclosed basically his whole name, you know, where he basically, like, down to a T, like where he lives, you know, what kind of beer he likes to drink. Was pretty messed up, right? To kind of like expose the poor guy. I mean, he shouldn't have lost the iPhone kind of thing, but still, you can't do that on a website that's basically, you know, reaching millions of viewers.
Yeah.
So that kind of upset me, but anyway. So the guy goes to, you know, celebrate his birthday at the bar, and he has a disguised iPhone, fourth generation iPhone prototype on him. And he decides to, you know, get too drunk to remember it, and he leaves it and goes home. So this guy next to him, you know, kind of like, it's on the bar stool, so he doesn't kind of care or whatever, I guess. And this drunk guy came by and pointed it out and gave it to him, says, here, give this to your friend. So the guy was like, okay, whatever. He started playing with it and realized that it had version 4.0 on it already before it was even out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And he ended up taking it home after waiting for a while for the guy to come back, Gray, the programmer or whatever. But, you know, never came. So he started playing with it, realizing that it's a prototype, right? So he plays with it, whatever, goes to bed. And the next day he tries to turn it on, and it's remotely turned off through MobileMe, that, you know, the Apple software.
Yeah.
And what they had essentially done was they had killed the phone, and he then proceeded to call Apple, I think customer service, and said, I have this prototype and I want to give it back to you guys, right? And of course the customer service has no idea what's going on. They're just customer service people, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, they gave him a ticket number and stuff, and they basically said, you know, you're, what the hell are you doing? Just get away, you know, go away. Didn't believe the guy. And the guy ends up holding on to the phone and then contacting Gizmodo, I guess. And they ended up buying the phone for like $5,000. That's kind of the figure that I heard. And Gizmodo then, you know, put it on their blog, took it apart, posted all the details, and basically opened it up and everything. And they kind of detailed, you know, the screen was higher resolution. It was a different shape. The insides are different. But they didn't disclose any of the details on what the hardware is, except that it's a bigger battery. And, you know, it's now like a square sort of phone, doesn't have a rounded back, and has a camera in the front, has a flash, and it has like a noise-canceling mic, they were saying. And I think they didn't expose any of the details of the hardware because it's probably like infringing on trade secrets and stuff, and they could probably get sued for a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up, you know, just kind of talking about the outside features of the phone, and ended up contacting Apple and basically said to Apple, hey, you can have this back. Just write like an official letter saying that it's yours, that you're claiming it back. So they had proof that it was a real prototype, that it wasn't just fake, right? And so Apple sends it over, and they exchanged the phone, and everybody was happy except for Apple. Dude, how bad must that guy feel, like, for what he's done, you know? Wow,
completely terrible. I mean, really, that's one of the dumbest things, if not the dumbest thing you could do, you know?
I mean, it's ridiculous, right? I mean, the one thing that he wasn't supposed to do is take an iPhone prototype to a bar, lose it, and have Gizmodo, out of all people, pick it up. Now, I was thinking, though, like, there could have been a worst-case scenario, which would have been let's say he would have went to Nokia or HTC or Motorola and sold it to them for maybe like 20, 30 grand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they could have basically taken it apart and reverse engineered whatever prototype material and adjust it. You know what I mean? That would have been even worse.
Yeah.
So actually, Apple was kind of lucky that that didn't happen.
Yeah. I guess if you look at it that way, Apple got off, you know, pretty good. But,
right.
I mean, I would definitely get rid of the dude that lost the phone.
You know, and...
But then it would blow up all over the internet, but...
Right, because now the guy's famous, right? I mean...
Right.
It's crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know.
To tell you the truth, I think he should be out of there and not allowed with these nice secrets anymore. But
right. If I was Apple, clearly I would fire him.
Right, right. But just looking at it, man, it looks good.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, I love it. It is so much better than the one that we have now.
I mean, it looks a lot like the kind of like the MacBook Pros with the aluminum on the side, and it's all square. You know, it doesn't have to round it back.
Yeah, I'm glad they got rid of that rounded back. And then the shininess. I guess the black and the white ones didn't really have that.
Right, right. But, I mean, I'll be one of the first in line, as always, for these devices.
This is definitely a nice-looking phone, and
yeah,
you called it, too.
I did call it, didn't I?
Yeah.
I did totally call it. And it's just a business decision, you know, on Apple's part. Mm-hmm. They want to stay competitive, and they want to make sure that they move a bunch of software and hardware and phones and computers and all this junk because they want to make money.
Yeah.
So.
Pretty cool. Looking forward to getting that.
I know. I mean, are you going to get one?
I'm going to try, but, you know, it's probably still going to have that $100 a month bill, you know, with AT&T, and I just can't pay that.
Well, it's like 70 a minimum, but then plus taxes and fees, I guess.
It's, you know, my phone now is $10, or I could get this for 70. No, I'm good.
Right. And then they'll probably get an iPod Touch.
Plus, I think I'd rather get, like, an iPad, so I want the bigger touchscreen device.
Yeah.
All right, you want to move on to some news, or you got some other stuff?
You know, I don't want to bore anybody with my train stories this week, so I'll probably just we can probably just move on.
All right, if you want, Andres's train stories, go check out his Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, check me out on at Racing Freak on Twitter.
At Ronnie Dean.
And at Ronnie Dean, that's Ronnie's Twitter. I usually have some funny stories and pictures to kind of talk about my horrifying train commute.
Yep.
Which is nice.
All right.
Fun burning train cars and stuff. Yeah, it's nice.
You want to talk about this first story? Because I did not read it.
I mean, this is another one of those big kind of ongoing snowballing stories, right? Like the whole Infinity Ward, you know, Infinity Ward Activision Apocalypse, or whatever you're gonna call it. You know, Respawn has formed with Vincent Jason, and now all the people from Infinity Ward are going over the Respawn, and it's, I think at this point, like 17 people or something, like almost 20% of the entire studio of Infinity Ward has now moved on to Respawn. It's ridiculous. That's 20% within like 2 weeks. That's outrageous.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But basically, Pachter now has come out and said, he first was like, yeah, you know, Call of Duty will be fine, Infinity War will be fine, and then now that more and more people are leaving, and basically, EA, DICE, and Respawn will start to have an impact on future Call of Duty sales, which is, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right, with a lot more competition and a lot more quality competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he still says that the majority of the consumers don't know or care, you know, that they're not on there anymore, but you're going to see some other really good games coming out, and eventually the word of mouth will kind of happen the same way it happened with Call of Duty 4.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that might take a little longer than it did with, like, Call of Duty 4, you know? Because Call of Duty is just such a big name anymore.
It is.
So, it is. I mean, even with Modern Warfare, I mean, most people, I'd say, don't even know what that is. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I go from this modern day shooter to this one when I like this one? So it's, I don't know. But, you know, I'm glad everyone's going over to Respawn, you know? Maybe we'll get some new and awesome stuff.
I think so too, and I think they're going to go in a they're probably going to go into a little bit of a different direction. Maybe they'll do like a future warfare type thing.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. And there's been rumors about that for a while now that they've been working on years. One. So
even before Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 came out, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's still such a stupid name to me. Like Call of Duty 6 Modern Warfare 2.
It's not really Call of Duty, though. It's Modern Warfare.
Yeah, but they're still branding it Call of Duty, you know?
Just to sell copies.
Yep.
All right.
So the next story is about a game that we've been playing the crap out of, right? And I'm sure everybody else out there.
Yes, Battlefield Bad Company 2 is getting another map pack, or map pack 3. It is going to... What? What's wrong?
I'm just thinking, like, calling it a map pack is kind of almost ridiculous, right? Because they're just the same maps.
But right. So what would you call it?
Modes.
They're getting a mode pack.
I mean, I guess they are maps, right? Because they're maps that you couldn't play before in a specific mode. So they're kind of right.
Mm-hmm.
But really, they're just modifications of their modes and maps.
Yeah. I mean, take Halo. Every game type and stuff works on every map. So it's...
Right.
Yeah, it's probably nothing for them to do this either.
Right. I mean, they're just doing it so they can call it a map pack. Because it sounds big and important.
Yeah. So first, we are going to be getting Laguna Alta in Squad Rush mode. And then we will also be getting Nelson Bay with Squad Deathmatch. I'm thinking Laguna Alta in Rush could be some fun.
Right.
Because that was a pretty good conquest level.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah, that was a good conquest mode.
Yeah, that's a fun one. And then, as usual, free to VIP members.
Right, so if you don't have a new copy and have that code, you're going to have to shell out $15.
Is it $15 each pack? Or is it $15?
To get all the content, period.
Oh, okay, so like, it's like you're buying your VIP code.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Now look at all those slots, though, on the image that you have up now. There's a lot of slots left for, new maps.
Yeah.
You see, like, on the screenshot on the left?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have all these spots left, and some will, have, you know, say that they've been announced, and there's still some room.
So doesn't it say, they all say to be announced, and then two of them say MP on them. So maybe the others could be, like, single-player DLC or something.
Could be. You know, we don't know. And some of it is probably paid, too, you know?
Yeah. But I think, what'd they say? They're going to be releasing free DLC for the first six months of the game, so...
Right, they're going to support it for a while just to compete with Modern Warfare.
Yeah. So I'm definitely glad about that, and this is one of those games, jeez, I'll be playing this for a long time, you know?
let's talk about this for a sec. Like, I have a ridiculous amount of new games on my shelf.
Yeah.
You know, I have pretty much everything that just came out, like... Splinter Cell, Metro 2033, Just Cause, you know, to name a few. And every time I pop on my Xbox or whatever, PlayStation, I'm going back to freaking Battlefield every time.
Yep.
Without a fail, I'm like, yep, I'll play that. Yep, I'll do that. I'll do a couple of rounds, and then it's like midnight.
Right, because it's so much easy. You know, one, the disc is already in there, so it's easy to just bring it up, you know, get in a multiplayer game, you know?
Right.
So...
And the other thing, too, is, I mean, it's one of those games that are so addicting.
Yes.
That you can just... It's very easy to just turn it on and go.
Mm-hmm.
Still sucks that I'm not playing these other games, which I'll talk about in a little bit.
I was going to say, what is the... You have, like, a 6 or 7 game list of stuff you need to go play.
To finish, yeah. And it gets worse because, you know, there's Red Dead Redemption, Split Second, and... Alan Wake are coming out like a week in a couple of weeks, and what the hell, you know? I'm never gonna catch up. This year I thought, you know, I'm really gonna, you know, plow through all these single players to make sure I'm getting everything done, and then this game comes around and I had no idea I would be that into it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Because
the leveling works a little bit different, but
we're ahead, I leveled up. Andres, you just cut out.
Oh, this is awesome. This is live.
Yep.
Live.
You want to say what you just said? Usually something?
Sure. I was going to say, usually I, just sort of stop playing multiplayer games after a month. month and a half, you know, because it gets old or people start glitching it out like Modern Warfare and I get tired of it.
Yeah.
But this game hasn't really had that, besides the fact that some people are starting to get really good at sniping from places where you don't know where the hell they are.
Yeah, you definitely have that, but it's really nice that you don't have any of that, I guess what you would say, cheating or glitches, you know. Modern Warfare had it day one, and Battlefield still doesn't. So I think DICE knows what they're doing. Got some good testers over there, and
right. But they also have less players playing the game, so less chance of somebody finding a glitch, I guess. Because if 17 million players are playing Modern Warfare 2, they're going to bound to find something. Versus maybe 4 million Battlefield. That's a big difference.
It's not that low, is it?
I don't know. At least on Xbox Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Still.
There was a funny statistic out about Battlefield that said you needed to play, I think, like a couple of days in order to reach a certain level or something.
282 hours. Oh no! I was gonna say I saw one that was 282 hours to reach rank 50.
Yep, that's the one.
That is a lot of game time.
I mean, I just put in 48 hours the other day, and to me, that's a lot of time. Yeah. Like for somebody who has a full time job and only can game at night.
That's a lot for, you know, like a multiplayer game. You know, like you said, you usually play a multiplayer game a month or two, and then you're done and you go on to something else.
Right. Like, I mean, if I checked my hours on Modern Warfare, it would probably be around 10, 15 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, I played it a lot at first, and then I kind of dabbled, because then it started to get ridiculously stupid. And
yeah. The higher ranks are just not fun.
Right. People walking around with the double shotguns and knifing with the unlimited sprink and cold-blooded perk. I mean, that's stupid. Like, are you really even having fun anyway? You know? I don't even want to get started on that game anymore. So that's good, you know? They keep supporting the game, and we'll be playing it. We'll be playing it.
Yes, we will. All right, you want to do this next one?
Sure. This is actually kind of a big story. So the PlayStation Network was able to sign a deal with Major League Baseball TV. And if you have a subscription to Major League Baseball TV and you have the latest update on your PlayStation 3,
mm-hmm.
you can stream the games on your PlayStation through your television.
That's really cool.
That is really cool.
I mean, if I was liked watching baseball and stuff, that's awesome. I mean, right. I'm, you know, really neat that they have that technology and able to do that. So is it like live, or I mean, how big of a delay is it? Do you know?
It says that it's going to be broadcasting, and that to me means, you know, playing it live. I'm sure.
Is this out now? Did it just come out?
The official release is hang on.
Yeah, it looks applications MLB TV. It came out last Thursday, yesterday.
Today. I mean, oh, like
five days ago.
Yeah. All right, so it's out, supposedly.
Let's go to the PS3 to stream live Major Baseball games. Looks to be $120 a year.
Yeah, like for a subscription to the service, which you have to pay anyway if you want to get it, you know. And you're going to be able to get the app allows you to watch allows MLB TV subscribers to watch every regular season game live in high definition.
That's cool. MLB's got some awesome stuff coming out. Did you see the iPad app?
I heard about it. I haven't seen it, though.
Like, it's just this app with every single thing you can need, you know, who's up the bat, like you can follow the game pretty much. It'd be, you know, Cardinals versus Reds or whatever, so you can follow them, who's up the bat, who's on, you know, first base, who's pitching. I don't think you can watch it live, I'm not fully sure on that, but it's got so many other details.
Right. I mean, baseball is, I mean, one of, you know, if not the biggest sport,
yeah,
to the, you know, mm-hmm. Joe Sixpack. And you know, the other cool thing about the PlayStation app is you're going to be able to, you know, watch in HD quality, and there's DVR functionality, so you can pause and rewind. That's pretty awesome. You're going to have a scrollable line score. you're going to have, you know, I think it's free to just watch the upcoming schedule and stuff. So it's like some parts of it are free, but if you want to actually watch games, you have to pay for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And scoreboard. And I think you can even go back. It says it has a season archive where you can relive a great moment and kind of go back and watch games you've missed from the earlier in the season. So that's pretty freaking awesome for anybody who wants to watch. You know, that might be even better than watching it on their TVs at home. You know, are we cutting out?
Yeah. I love it. It cuts out for, you know, a good 10, 15 seconds, and then all I get is, are we cutting out? It's awesome. All
right. I was just saying, it's really awesome to have for a baseball fan. You know, you're going to be able to watch this stuff in HD at home, recorded. And, you know, you might not even have HD cable. So this way you can still watch it in HD, which is great.
All right. Pretty cool. It was, you know, the only thing about this is I don't care one bit about baseball. So
No, surely. But, you know, they're going to probably want to try to expand this to, you know, maybe football or
that's boring other. Too.
Right. I mean, but to the mainstream, right? I mean, I don't watch baseball or football. I would care more about soccer. And in Europe, they've had Play TV for a long time, which is basically your PlayStation turns into a DVR and your full cable on your PlayStation. It's awesome. But we don't get that here. You know,
that's cool.
This kind of goes hand in hand with another story that we've kind of put up here, that there was a rumor that Xbox Live was supposed to get like a live TV channel, which was supposed, this is a rumor that came from Bloomberg, which is a big financial news site, and also Bloomberg, you know, supplies financial data to all these different big companies, including my company. And the ex-News Corp president, Peter Chernin, is engaged in talks with Microsoft to possibly launch an Xbox Live television channel. Allegedly, it happened on April 12th in Redmond, and they were talking about it for maybe an additional $1 or $2 a month on top of the standard live subscription fee. You could be getting this. So, I mean, the digital space, right, it's getting huge. So you can see now with the MLB app coming up, and in Europe, they have even more advanced services already. Like, they have the Sky Player in the UK, where you can watch Sky, which is like Comcast here, and you can, you know, watch all that stuff on your Xbox. Which, I mean, it makes sense, right? Like, you can turn these consoles into basically set-top boxes for multi-use. You know, you can put your movies on there, you can watch your TV through it, you can record, you can play games, you can play Blu-rays or whatnot. Like, these things are going to be, you know, the next consoles are going to just start out with all that stuff built in right from the start. I can only imagine how cool that's going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet.
You know, all that stuff is going to be in their standard. Now they're trying to add it, but with the new console cycle coming up, you can bet your money on it.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be pretty awesome, but we don't even know when that's going to happen.
2012.
Which is probably good. Yeah, that's what the kind of consensus is, right? That 2012, they either come out or they be announced.
Yep. I wish I read these news stories a little more so I could talk about, you know.
Well, this one's pretty straightforward, this next one, which is good to hear for everybody, really. You know how there was this huge stink between Interplay and Bethesda about the rights that Interplay bought from Bethesda to make the Fallout MMO? Which was supposed to be called, it's kind of like the working title is Project V13. And basically, Interplay was taking too long to put out anything, you know, physical that was, you know, big enough for the legal contract to kind of not be broken, because Bethesda basically, you know, said in their contract, if you don't have X amount done by this time, then it's a breach of contract. So they sued them, right? And then Interplay countersued them. And this has been going on for like a year, maybe? I don't know. But Bethesda has finally dropped the lawsuit. And, you know, I guess this means that the development is going to go on and continue now on this MMO. And if any MMO is going to be really sweet, that's post-apocalyptic, you know, then it's going to be a Fallout MMO, you know?
Mm-hmm. So why would Bethesda even have something like this. You know, if you don't have this much done, we're going to sue you, or it's a breach of contract. I mean, they're, if the game comes out, they're going to be making money from the Fallout IP anyway, right? Don't they own it?
Yeah, they own it, and they licensed it out.
So what does it matter? Why would you try and sue someone when they're trying to make you money, pretty much?
Well, maybe Bethesda wanted to do something on their own.
Oh, like their own MMO, then.
Yeah.
But I guess now, that makes now sense there, but go ahead.
Right, and this might be what we just talked about might not count at all, because I'm now reading that there was an update made to the post. A Bethesda spokesperson has contacted the outlet Joystick and says, "It's an ongoing legal matter. I don't know where or whoever reported got their information, but it's ongoing, and we're going to see how it plays out in court." So I guess it's still going on, and it's just a rumor.
Amazing.
But I mean, if there's a rumor out, maybe he just can't confirm it yet, and maybe right. They are still in process of settling it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's I would imagine that they would is.
Try to find a way to settle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Unless they have their own MMO in the works. You know, it doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, Bethesda has an MMO in the works, supposedly. I think they announced it even a while ago, but it's supposed to be more like a fantasy-based deal. So it's rumored to be an Oblivion MMO.
Okay. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then some Natal test kit got leaked or something? Or what is this?
This is a Natal supposed, it's still like a prototype or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it was basically leaked out, and like some stuff was detailed in it, you know, that, for instance, the actual Natal device has like a little mechanical tilt built in. So you, instead of moving it around, you would maybe move it on your controller. So you would move it up and down mechanically, kind of like, you know, like a mirror in your car, right? Where you have a little knob and you can turn the mirror left, right, up, down, mm-hmm. side mirrors. So it's kind of that gig, like a motorized thing. But basically, I mean, the big news to me there is that Project Natal is out there right now and it's being tested by people.
I mean, it's supposed to release in the summer, so of course it's got to be out there.
I know, but in people's homes and they're taking pictures of it, I mean...
Well, I don't think it should be...
Which jerk screwed Microsoft over there, right?
Right, right. Microsoft needs to, like, code these things in, you know, certain colors. So, you know, this one should be red, and they know who got the red one, so they can come and sue him.
I mean, it's got to be hard to do, but seriously. There's also a bunch of images out that kind of show, like, a startup kit and how it's, you know, how to set it up. But it looks pretty... It's legit, right? Look at it. That's exactly what we've been seeing.
Yeah. It looks a little fatter in the back.
Yeah. I think it's less wide. When you look at it, it used to be wider in the earlier pictures. Now I think they might have moved some of this stuff in the back so it's not as long.
I don't know. I'd have to go and look at some earlier pictures of it to, compare and stuff.
Right.
So, but that, I mean, that's cool that it's out there. You know, it just shows that it's almost ready to come out. They said summer, right?
No, they said... It's supposed to come out in the fall.
The fall. Okay, so it was pushed back? Or was it moved this?
I think it's always been in the fall.
Hmm. And I have no idea what where I get my details from.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of sources you have.
Yeah, I'm guessing some bad ones.
There's some junky sources.
All right, so the biggest news...
So, that's cool, though.
This week, yes, that is cool. All right, back to the biggest news.
Okay, why didn't you take this one? Why didn't you take this one?
The biggest news this week is Bungie has finally revealed their legendary and I'm not sure what the other one is called editions of Halo Reach. The legendary one is going to cost $150 and it'll come with a Noval team statue of everyone around a rock, which looks awesome. It also comes with it's like a book, some other junk. Other stuff doesn't matter. You only want the statue. Am I right? I think we lost our
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the toys. I can't wait to put that on my desk at work.
Oh, is that where it's going?
look real professional. I'm not buying that $150.
Oh, you're such a loser.
If you go to GameStop right now...
You were ready to buy the stupid goggles with the hat from Modern Warfare.
But I didn't.
But you were going to, if I didn't talk you out of it.
Well, no, I talked myself out of it. I was like, whatever. That is ridiculous. And I ended up, you know, playing the game only for a month, so I would have been pissed.
Yeah. Whatever. As being as big of a Halo fan I am, I cannot wait to pick it up. So,
fanboy. It looks all right, though. I mean, it looks pretty
good. It looks really good. Lots of detail. I wish they had some bigger pictures of it. Let me check real quick. So say, just to remind everybody, the live stream, if you're catching this later, it should be up, you know, the video and everything on pause. So if you want to watch the video version. Here, high res.
Yeah, if you just click
there
on it.
There we go. Look at that.
Opens up.
That is nice. Yeah, I'm going to get it. I can't wait. It's going to be sweet.
But what are you going to do?
It's going to sit right on my desk right here. Or maybe next to my Master Chief helmet.
So, but okay. So you're gonna put it on your desk, right? And then you're gonna come in your room and be like, ah, there they are, Noble Six, right there he is.
They're guarding me. From
yeah.
Stuff.
They're gardening. They're gardening in your room. Yes, that is Halo Reach.
And Sega restructures U.S. European operations. They lay off 73 people.
Oh wait, we're done already? We're done with Halo already? Come on.
And that's a boring news story that Andreas chose, so let's move on to Metroid Other M.
No, let's talk about... Come on. Let's give the Sega guys some cred here, man. These poor guys are working their butt off, and Sega goes, okay, let's restructure, and let's lay off 73 people. That's a lot of people, man.
That's a good amount of people, yeah.
That's 12% of Sega in the West.
Really?
That's a big percentage.
12%?
Right?
I thought Sega would be huge.
I mean, they're huge in the East, like in Asia, but, you know, the Western parts. But anyway, so they laid off 36 people in San Fran and 37 people in London, right? And they're going to have them focus on traditional packaged goods, I guess. The Euro people. And I think they're going to be focusing on digital distribution, like digital, you know, smaller games in San Francisco. So they're just kind of looking at how they're doing things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So no more Yakuza. It's all canceled. I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
No one plays that garbage anyway. What'd you say?
There's going to be a Yakuza for PSP. Did you hear that? Like,
no, I didn't.
It's supposedly some spin-off on the Yakuza franchise on PS4.
So it's gonna be junk, really.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be cool.
Is it created by the Yakuza team or somebody else?
It hasn't been detailed at all, you know?
Alright. That's a scary-looking hedgehog there. You see them eyes?
That is. Does he have rabies? I mean, it looks like he has rabies.
Yeah, I think he does. He's foaming in the mouth.
I love how they put the feet on it. It's classic. The red feet and the yes. back. Like, it doesn't make sense at all. And the red eyes. It would make, awesome. In fact, a great pet, you know? And you can just have it as a watchdog, maybe. If somebody tries to break in, then they would just think the devil is... standing in front of them.
It probably wouldn't be as good as Noble Team, but you know.
Noble Team. They're going to be pretty noble.
Isn't it? What is it? Is it Novol or Noble?
Noble. Noble.
Are you sure? I think it's with a V.
No. You are a Halo fan. You're going to buy this special edition. It's Noble. Is that even a verb? Is that even a word?
Noble. I don't know. Go Google it.
No, you Google it.
You Google
Next
it.
Next story. So Sega is shutting down.
So. Right. Nintendo has delayed Metroid Other M and Sin and Punishment Star's successor.
That's quite a delay, huh?
Sin and Punishment is being delayed from June 7th to June 27th, so nothing too bad there, but Other M is from June 27th to August 31st. So how many months is that? June?
That's 2 months.
Not too long.
2 months.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, but it's pretty significant to delay a game 2 months, you know? I mean... Somebody didn't do their math right when they were announcing this game, you know?
Yeah.
Because now you're starting to slip into holiday sales almost. You know what I mean? August? No, I guess not.
What? No, not holiday. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Not quite. I mean, you're getting closer though. They wanted to release it in the summer and get all that stuff out of the way for their, you know, new Zelda game that's probably coming out.
Yeah.
Mario Galaxy still coming out.
Isn't though, Mario Galaxy like next month?
Yeah, that's coming out in May, I think.
Oh, so that's cool. Looking forward to that. That's probably going to be one of the Wii games that I do play.
So, what are you going to take the Wii and actually like find it and plug it in? Do you even know where it is?
Yeah, it's hooked up to the downstairs TV.
It's a paperweight, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I hear. That's what the Wii is good for, to just put it on a bunch of papers that you have laying around so you don't lose them. You know, like maybe your tax return from 2009 so you don't lose it. Just put a Wii on it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I actually, you know, have like my credit card and my Social Security, you know, all under it, so it's all safe.
That's good. I mean, well, you know it's not going anywhere because nobody's using it, you know?
Right, and no one wants a Wii, so they're not going to check there.
Right, they're going to come in here like, what's this, a Wii? It's like two GameCubes, like, taped together. That's all it is.
Yeah.
All right, now that we're done with the obligatory Wii jokes.
Oh, Craig is gonna kill us the next time he's on.
Well, he deserves it for not being on.
Yes, yes he does.
What a jerk.
And
he's working.
Oh, what is his problem?
I'm making money.
He needs to quit making money.
Quit working at night. Jeez.
Yeah. Alright, and last, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 has been announced and will be shipping spring 2011 for the 360 and PS3.
And did you say a PS3? So all 360s and one PlayStation 3.
Yes.
That sucks. I hope I get it.
Yeah, they called me up and said Andreas is getting it, so.
Alright, that's good.
And all PS3s. What did I say? MPS.
You said it's coming out for the Xbox 360 and a PS3. I think that's what you said. Tell me if I'm wrong, chat.
I don't know. But, they're just laughing at us.
I'm pretty sure that that I'm right and you're wrong.
You probably are. You always are, you know.
I am.
But I...
Listen, though,
I
seriously?
I really don't care one bit about this game, so... No, you're right. Who's right?
I don't either. That's why I said we shouldn't even talk about it.
You're the one that threw it in.
What? You said Marvel vs. Capcom is the big deal. It's going to be game of the year and all that stuff.
Whatever. All right. You got any other stories? I am out.
Well, do we care about Captivate? That went on in Hawaii. They shipped everybody out to go to Hawaii and play Capcom games such as Marvel vs. Capcom. Amazing.
I think really what was the biggest details that came out of that was Dead Rising 2 is going to have co-op. Like,
and
full,
it's getting,
you know,
a prequel.
Right, a prequel, and it's going to have, you know, full single-player co-op or whatever. So that is definitely going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking
that's
forward to
badass,
that.
That's badass, dude.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I cannot wait for that. Seriously.
Did you check out the video?
Yep, I did.
I mean, it looks awesome, and it, you know, it's just running good and all that. Like, I want that.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And they also talked about, you know, they call it Dead Rising 2 Case Zero, and it's basically a standalone prologue, which is exclusive to Xbox Live Marketplace, right? So make sure you have a 360. Go buy one. Or two, because one's going to break. It's going to introduce the sequel's protagonist, Chuck Green, which is another generic name. He's the father and master of duct taping stuff, as Joystick likes to call it. So, you know, basically you're stuck in this weird desert for like 2 years after the events of the first game,
mm-hmm.
and 3 years before the events of the sequel. And I guess you're going to be making a bunch of weapons and get ready to mess shit up. That's it. That's all I know. August 31st.
Is
the
that
game launches. So
number two
launch
or the prequel?
The game Dead Rising 2.
Okay, cool.
So the prequel is going to launch sometime before.
All right. I'm just watching this video right now. He has this. He's hooked up a battery to a rake, and then
that's why. That's why you sound like you're in an oven.
Oh, okay. Let me turn that off then. Sorry about that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at the awesome.
That's why I didn't. That's why I said yes. Okay, I've watched it. I don't want to, you know, bog down on this fragile connection. But no. Okay, Ronnie, go ahead. Why did you do that?
All right. You got any other news? And you want to go to a quick break?
I think we could go to a break. But are we just gonna plow through it and just pretend that we had a break?
Yes. This is all for the non-live people.
This is live. We're doing it.
We will be right back.
For you, the listeners of the On Pause podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook to download with a free 14-day trial to give you a chance to check out their service. This week, we recommend Gears of War, Jacinto's Remnant, by Karen Travis, narrated by David Colacci. To download your free audiobook today, go to audiblepodcast.com/onpause. Again, that's audiblepodcast.com/onpause for your free audiobook.
And we're back.
We're back. Well, that was good. That was in sync. That was brilliant. All right. Everybody should be able to see our amazing blog right now on the video feed.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. I mean, Andreas has just been finally writing some stuff right here.
Oh, here we go. We got a question from the chat. And I would be happy to answer any Brink questions because I'm really excited about it. So Brink, I've been following it, and it's made by Splash Damage, published by Bethesda, which, you know, Bethesda is deciding to publish some good games now after, I think, didn't they publish Wet and Rogue Warrior, which both were amazingly bad games. So they're deciding to publish a good game. Okay, thanks for that, first of all, Bethesda. Thanks. So Brink, man, I am looking forward to that game a lot because it's sort of combining Mirror's Edge and, you know, a first-person shooter. And it's supposed to have this really unique...
Oh, I can't spell.
You're horrible at spelling. It's supposed to have this really unique way of multiplayer because the story has two sides to it, right? So you're going to be... the people that are trying to storm the Ark and the people who are trying to defend the Ark, which is the Ark is basically the centerpiece of the game where it's like a completely rundown planet and all the good resources are left sort of on this Ark and everybody wants to get on it and the people that are on it trying to keep people off, right? And the single player can be played either co-op with like everybody, all your friends and stuff, or just by yourself, and it's drop-in, drop-out co-op. And you're going to be playing against real people on the other side, which is awesome, right? So you're going to be playing against dudes that are playing the single-player campaign from the other side, trying to complete the objectives. And supposedly the AI is as good as humans. What do you think about that? That's crazy, right? So that's a pretty big claim.
Wait, the AI is as good as, like, real players? Really?
They're saying that you will not be able to differentiate the AI from human players.
Wow. See, I was just thinking as you're talking, like, you know, you could get those players that are really good and you won't be able to get past that spot. But if they're saying, right, you know, the AI players is just as good as real players, I don't even know if I want to play this.
Well, if anything, I mean...
it's going to be like that Call of Duty level all over again.
Your favela, but the Killzone AI was pretty good when you played skirmish, like, on, you know, offline, and it was pretty good. That was, I thought, pretty decent AI. So I'm assuming if it's as good as that, that will be okay. But they're saying it's going to be as good as human players, which they're unpredictable. You know, humans will do crazy shit like take a javelin, switch with a grenade, and back to the javelin, and then blow themselves up. You know, in Modern Warfare, which AI is going to think of that? You know. Anyway, so no, but essentially, like, I'm really excited for the game because it's going to have really unique gameplay, and the tasks, right, are going to actually change based on what class you're playing. So if you have a lot of medics, your task is going to change. Like, you're going to go from maybe defending to your task will then be to heal one of your players. You know what I mean? So it's like a whole dynamic task system, which is cool.
Sounds cool.
Oh, we just got Someone in the chat said that he heard that some people from Killzone 2 who did the graphics for the game are also working on Brink. I didn't hear this. This would be actually pretty cool if they did. That would mean they probably moved or something. Did they move over? Is that what happened? Because they're working for Guerrilla Games, you know, which is a Dutch studio. So that'd be cool because Killzone graphics look pretty insane.
Yeah, they do.
I really enjoyed that game. I kind of want to go and play through that game again. That was a lot of fun. I just watched the Killzone 2 E3 2005 trailer again, and everybody said, "Oh, it'll never look like that," you know. And then you get the game, and it did look like that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it came pretty close.
That was pretty freaking awesome.
Did you see that it hit the greatest hits, or it's on the greatest hits?
Yeah, but it's available for $30 now, right, along with.
I was gonna say, yeah, you can get a DualShock 3, the Rumble version, for $60, the game and the controller.
Ooh, that's a good package, man.
I'm thinking I'm gonna have to pick that out because I still don't have a DualShock and I need Killzone, so.
You gotta get that.
That is a great deal.
I can't wait for all my Amazon credit to come in from all these games that I'm pre-ordering.
How much do you think you're supposed to get?
On the 18th, I'm getting 3 games shipped to my house. I'm getting
amazing.
I'm getting Alan Wake, Split Second, and what's the other one?
Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
The coolest one of them, and you keep forgetting it. Well, since you're getting all three, wait to play Red Dead until I have it, you know, so we can both go through, like, the co-op.
Yeah, I probably will wait, because, you know, I'll have the time.
Yeah, Alan Wake's going to take you a while. Isn't that supposed to be a pretty long game? And I think you got up in the...
Wait, sorry, I had to shut my door.
Alan Wake's going to take you a while, right? Isn't that supposed to be a pretty long game?
All right, can you hear me, dude? I think we're just breaking up.
Yeah, I can hear you now. All right, let's move on to what we've been playing, because I don't think they want me to talk about Alan Wake anymore.
No, they do, because...
That's why it's cut out twice now.
All right, well, Alan Wake, right? Yeah, they will have this... it's a live-action... trailer that they're putting out, so it's going to be like a real actor, you know, real acting out in I don't know how long it is, but it's supposed to be like a fairly good, like, short film, which I saw a few screenshots, which, yeah, I'm excited for that. I mean, I was looking forward to Alan Wake for a long time, and it's finally coming out. Yeah, 30 minutes he's saying, and I think that's what I heard. And also Red Dead Redemption is supposed to get like a little animated film, you know, that's going to actually air on Fox. That news came out this week, which is pretty cool, right? I mean, they're putting big marketing dollars behind Red Dead Redemption.
Right, now, new trailers just came out today.
All the multiplayer trailers?
Yeah, more multiplayer stuff just came out today. Like, they're really pushing it.
I'm shockingly surprised about how good that multiplayer is going to be, because there's a lot of cool modes and, you know... It's going from multiplayer to playing co-op with your friends against, like, the AI. You know, you can have standoffs, you can have duels. There's a lot of cool stuff in there, and obviously you have the single player, which is going to be another.
It really
30.
Makes GT4 look like a beta.
Right.
With just, yeah, how good they're doing, and loads of game modes.
Right. I mean, I did get to play Red Dead Redemption at PAX this year in Boston, and... Like I said, you know, in an earlier podcast, that game, it plays really well. They've improved a lot of, you know, on the character movement of Nico versus, what's the character's name in Red Dead? I can't think of the name now. John Marston. Yeah, so John Marston is a lot better to maneuver around. And, you know, every now and again you get caught on a fence or whatever, but... It's kind of cool. You know how you can call a cab in GTA 4? You can call your horse.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit Y, it calls a horse. It's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And you can also, like, maul down people with your horse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you run into a sign and stuff, like, you might get thrown off your horse if you run into a building. Or it's pretty cool, man. That game was a lot of fun when I played. And it's pretty... It's very much GTA, but still cool, you know? Like, it's a different take on it. And it's the Western game that everybody's wanted to play. You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
So.
And this is May 18th, you said?
May 18th is coming out. So definitely go out and pick that up.
Let's hope Gamefly sends that to me.
Yep.
They probably won't. They never they never send you the stuff that you want.
I am getting... I know, that's like when Gamerang sent me Bayonetta instead of Final Fantasy 13, which I wanted to play, but...
Did you ever play Bayonetta? Like, even once?
No, I just shipped it right back.
Awesome.
Which here's the thing, like, I'm not hating on the game. I played the demo. I liked the demo. It was over-the-top crazy, but I don't have time to play Bayonetta right now. Like, there's other stuff I want to play, and I just kind of want to try out Final Fantasy 13 because I heard that it, you know, it was shit, and I want to see it for myself.
All right. You want to go into what we've been playing?
Yeah, let's move into it.
You know, 20 minutes in of the second segment. All right, here, I'll go first real quick. I checked out Avatar, James Cameron's Avatar.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for
What?
Can't say how good it is.
Actually, Andres, it's really good. It's really good. I mean, it's not going to, you know, blow your socks off, but it is fun.
All right, for how long?
A few hours.
Are you shipping it back?
I'm going to play it a little more because there's two campaigns. You got both the humans, and then you play as the avatars as well. So I played, you know, about 2 or 3 hours of the humans. I want to go through and play as the avatars just to see how different it is and stuff. But from what I've played, it's pretty good. You know, good graphics, fun gameplay. There are a few glitches here and there that drove me crazy, I'd have to say.
Right.
But, you know, if there's nothing else at the rental store that you want, go ahead and pick it up, because it's not a bad rental.
All right, I will rather buy the Halo Reach Legendary Edition than play Avatar.
It's not that bad, Andreas, but go ahead and buy the Legendary Edition or whatever. So, all right, and then I also checked out the Lost Planet 2 multiplayer demo that was just released. They had a single-player demo that was released, I think, last year sometime. And then the multiplayer just came out, I think, yesterday. And that's really, really good.
Wait, what game is this? I was blanking out.
Of course you were. Lost Planet 2.
Oh, you've played the demo already?
Yeah. It came out yesterday. And I've been playing it, you know, a little yesterday and today. And it's actually a lot of fun. I definitely see myself, you know, playing the full version once it comes out.
I haven't gotten a chance to... you know, play any of that. But it's a new demo, is it? Or it's not like the old one?
Yeah, it's a multiplayer-only demo. The last one was this is multiplayer, like, deathmatch. And then the last one was a co-op campaign.
Right.
So, you know, what we need to do is go out and, you know, download the last one so we can try that and then try this one and see what the differences are. But it's fun. I definitely see myself playing it. You know, amazing graphics and some really neat, like, explosions and effects just running around the level.
Well, the big draw is that it's going to have like these huge monsters, right, that you're going to tackle with your buddies, like three of your friends, and you're just going to go and like get in mech suits and really fuck shit up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it is. There's like this one cannon on there that has a machine gun and then a huge rocket, and if that rocket hits you, you're completely destroyed, and it makes the biggest explosion you've ever seen. It's huge.
That's awesome.
There is one, you know, problem with it, and this is what the last one had too, was it's just a little slow. Like, you know, running around and moving and trying to shoot people, it's on the slow side, which really could bother you. Especially, you know, playing
It's 4-player co-op, right?
I think so, yeah. Maybe not on the same Xbox, but I think 4-player online co-op.
Online, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure they have a single-player demo out now where you can play that co-op. Like you're fighting a big monster. So we'll download that and, you know, test it out for next week.
Yeah, let's do it, dude. I mean, I'm looking forward to Lost Planet 2. I think that's going to be a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it'll be a rent, right? But
yeah, definitely a rent. I mean, of course, I've only played the demo, so.
Right.
But so far, I put it in my Gamefly queue, so.
Yep, I'll have it in my Gamerang as well, which... I've been looking forward to just actually renting games, but I pull the trigger on Amazon all the time. I'm ridiculous.
You are. That is all I have been playing. I mean, of course, Battlefield, but I think we've mentioned that enough.
Right.
Oh, one quick with Battlefield real quick. We didn't say it
We're
earlier.
Talking about Battlefield a lot right now. We can talk about Battlefield all day.
We could. We definitely could.
But let's not.
Well, as I say, did you see that they released these like armor packs? I'm not sure what the official name is of it, but there's like you can go to the store and buy a Dr. Pepper that has the special Battlefield logo on it, and it will give you a code to unlock a what's it called? An armor something for your choice.
They're so, outfits.
Right, outfits. There we go. So it's an they give you a special weapon along with I'm pretty sure a special outfit. Did you see that?
Yeah. And in Europe, you basically...
Right, Europe, you just buy it. But here in the U.S., you have to
now,
go out.
Now, here's the funny thing, because I live in the U.S., but I have a German Xbox Live account. So I'm wondering what's going to happen if I log in with a Dr. Pepper code, you know? Like, I think I might still have to
You might have to buy it, yeah. I don't know.
But do I really need to buy it, though, right? I mean...
I don't know. I went to the store today to go and grab me and Aaron a code. But, of course, our Walmart didn't have one.
So I went to buy a Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is good stuff.
I do like Dr. Pepper. Do you like the cherry Dr. Pepper?
Or no, I just like the normal. Normal's really good.
I'm actually going to grab a Dr. Pepper at the store after this.
Well, make sure you grab the code.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Enter it and try it out.
I figure it would be on the bottle, you know?
It's only on specially marked bottles, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because we went there and we found, you know, Dr. Peppers left and right, but none of them had the...
So what does it say? Does it actually say, like, EA or something? Because I saw the Mass Effect 2 ones earlier in the year.
Mass Effect 2, I don't remember that. It just... I saw an image of it, and it just has a little Battlefield logo on the front right next to the Dr. Pepper.
Right.
So... Hmm. I'm gonna check out maybe our bigger Walmart. We have a small Walmart right next to us that usually doesn't get the new stuff in right away.
Right. But yeah, go to the good. Don't go to the bad Walmart. You gotta go to the good ones.
Well, it's like the bad one's a minute away, or the good one is, you know, 15-20 minutes away. It's like.
Except, do you call it the Walmarts, like people in the Midwest like to call it?
I add an S to everything, so yes.
Let's go down by the local Walmarts. And buy some of them toilet papers.
Well, someone in the chat room says the bottles he have bought just has the logo on them, the EA logo.
That's what I thought.
They just added the Battlefield ones last week. Yeah, because of the reward.
Nice. So
they also have a Battlefield Heroes one.
Are we gonna have to buy like multiple bottles to get all the codes, or is one code unlocking all of them?
You're gonna need four bottles each for each special kit.
But I don't. That doesn't necessarily mean I'm getting four different codes, right? Or what? Do I have to buy just four bottles, period? And
four
every
bottles
code?
Of the specially marked stuff, because they all come with the code.
Okay, then every code I enter, it's going to know that I've entered.
Yeah,
the
you
second,
gotta.
Third,
it's
fourth.
Very confusing. But first, you gotta go to Dr. Pepper, create account, and then enter your code, and then it says, "Hey, go over to EA, create account," and then they're like, "Here you go."
I'm gonna buy it.
But yeah, you're going to need four to get all four special, whatever they're called.
Them codes.
Okay, enough of Battlefield. What games have you been playing?
Well, I want to play Left 4 Dead 2, but I haven't downloaded the pathing yet.
That's going to be fail.
It's going to be awesome. It has like all these zombie movie references, and it has a reference of, what's his name? The first protagonist from, God damn, I can't think of his name. From Dead Rising 1.
Frank?
Yes, Frank West, right?
Yeah, Frank West. I think that's it.
Yeah, so... Thank you, Frank West. Yep. There
Aaron
is, yes.
Frank West.
Okay, there's another question in the chat about Star Wars The Old Republic. I think he's talking about the MMO.
Yes. Yes,
and
he is.
And I am the first in line to be subscribing to that.
Same here. I am so looking forward to this. Like, ever since I stopped WoW, I've been looking for that next big MMO to play, and I think this is gonna be it.
So yeah.
It's gonna be cool.
I can't wait, dude. I mean, the game is gonna be... It's gonna have freaking Jedis, and it's gonna have lightsabers. It's gonna have... You can be a Sith Lord and all that stuff.
You can be a bounty hunter, you know?
Yes.
And that's awesome.
And you know they're going to release new classes like as it goes on. You know, they're going to start with a really good amount, but there's going to be all this content, you know? Mm-hmm. It's EA at this point, so.
Yep.
Oh, he's saying there's a combat video on IGN. Why don't you link us to that if you can?
Yeah, I just enabled URLs so people can send them to us. But
yeah, that's great.
Go back to what you've been playing.
Awesome, there's the link. Yeah, okay. So I've been playing... You know, it kind of sucks because I've played a lot of Battlefield. Not enough of the other games. But I played... I didn't play any more Splinter Cell since last week. How depressing is that?
Yeah, wow. That's kind of sad. A game we've both been looking forward to for...
Well, I really want
3 years now. Yeah,
I really want you to get it so we can go through co-op.
Yeah, co-op's gonna be fun. It looks really good,
and the game is smooth. I can only recommend it. It's so far, it's been a lot of fun, and you know, I'm not knocking a game at all because you know I'm not playing it because I'm playing Battlefield, and that's the problem. But the other game that I've been playing is Metro 2033, which I know you might think is crap. But I love that game, man. I fell in love with it as soon as I started it up. It is, it has a really cool vibe to it, you know? It basically is like Fallout meets Stalker. You know, the Stalker games, the Russian games. So it's like basically, it's that, and you're playing it underground in the metro. And,
I mean, you know, I really like the idea of it. It's just, from what I have seen and, like, just how it plays, it does not look fun.
It is a lot of fun, dude.
But is it fun? You know, like, one of the things I heard is you get these special bullets, and you can use these special bullets to kill the monsters quickly, or you can sell these special bullets to upgrade your weapons. It's just, that does not sound fun. That sounds really annoying, because without the special bullets...
It's not. It's fine. It's completely, what you're saying, yes, it sounded kind of stupid at first, but it works fine. It's really not that annoying, and it's just something that is a different mechanic. It's kind of like using bottle caps in Fallout 3, you know, which you think might become really annoying, but it's fine in
but
the
that's,
end. And,
I mean, that's money. That ain't using up my bullets.
Right, but, you know, the regular bullets are totally fine. Like, you don't need to have the golden bullets. Really, I'm not using the golden bullets at all. I'm using them to buy new weapons because the better your weapons are, then you don't really have to have the great bullets. You know what I mean? Like, you can buy better shotguns, which is, the shotgun is actually really cool because each barrel is one trigger. So when you're shooting the shotgun, the right barrel is the right trigger, the left trigger is the left barrel. So when you're shooting, you can blast them at the same time if you want. You know what I mean?
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Which is pretty wicked. It like blows people back so far. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And I should say it's first person, and most of it is underground. And if you do go outside or in areas that kind of... Man, those screenshots look so awesome that you have up right now.
Yeah, they do.
That game, it's got great lighting. We got another person saying in the chat that it's based on a book. Yes, it's based on a book, Metro 2033, that was written a long time ago. And actually, I think they just published it in English. So if you want, you know, check Amazon. I believe they might have it. It was supposed to come out with the game in the English version. But, you know, so you're this kid who grew up underground in the metro, and it's time for you to become a soldier and start defending... basically defending your faction because and your metro section. They live in these sections, which they call towns, which each metro station is sort of a town, and everybody was kind of living together normally, but you know, it's gotten really bad with the where the different towns are starting to fight each other, and there's also different like rebel groups that kind of kill people to get resources and such. And then you also have these supernatural beings who are called the Dark Ones, along with mutated, just like mutated beings that are all over the metro tunnels. And it's kind of creepy sometimes. I guess you, if you don't like creepy games, you might not want to play this, but it's...
Creepy how, just as in music or...
A little bit of both. Like music, kind of they jump out sometimes. And, but it's not, you know, we're not talking about like Fear 2 Alma creepy.
Oh, okay. I think I can do creepy as long as it's not Fear.
Yeah, I mean, Fear is probably the one game that creeped me out more than any other game. More than... You said you got kind of creeped out by Bioshock, right?
Yeah, Bioshock 1 was... Yeah, it was a little spooky.
Well, I guess it was spooky because it was different, and you had all these, like, spicers jumping around, and the music, and the Big Daddy, yeah. So I could see that.
But... I'm gonna go check it back out. You know, now that I finished number 2, I'm definitely gonna check out the first one.
Right, it's gonna be a lot easier for you to play through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, the weapons, you know, the shooting feels okay, not amazing. He's talking about how you have the clipboard, which is your map, which you can kind of pull up, and then you have a lighter.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
If you're in the dark, you can shed light onto it, and you also have a flashlight, which you can manually pump up if it runs low, so you have to pump the flashlight. And I was saying earlier...
I was going to say, is it Doom style, where you can't have a gun and a flashlight out at
no,
the same
No, you can have both.
Okay.
Which John Carmack actually said that it was one of the worst decisions he's made.
Having both at the same time?
No, not having them both out at the same time. John Carmack said that he didn't think he should have done that. But Doom 4 is coming out soon. Stop laughing out there. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. Good
writing. Doom's going to be fun. Yeah. That's definitely going to be some
good stuff. Forget about Rage. Rage is going to be an amazing game.
It'll get canceled.
Oh my, it's almost finished.
Whatever. They announced it 3 years ago
E3,
and have not
really... E3. Anyway, let me finish talking about...
Canceled.
You get you also get gas masks in Metro 2033, and your gas mask is gonna, you know, it's gonna run out of oxygen, so you're gonna have to change the packs, the oxygen packs, and also the gas mask will start cracking if you're fighting or getting shot at, and then you're gonna start breathing a lot heavier and realizing, oh shit, I'm about to die. So then you have to, you know, find the gas mask or switch him or, you know, do whatever in order to survive. And you definitely feel some tension, but it's not yet anyway, to an extent where I feel overwhelmed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But to me, dude, it's a perfect kind of game. Like, I'm into all sorts of post-apocalyptic movies, games, books, you know, that's really my shtick. Like, I love that stuff. You know, starting out with the Mad Max films, like, you know, Mel Gibson and Mad Max, like Road Warrior, Beyond the Thunderdome, and all those movies, post-apocalyptic times. So I love that stuff, man. That's great. So yeah, that game is awesome, dude. And I'm glad I purchased it, because it's one of those games that I definitely would have wanted in my collection anyway. Oh, did I tell you what I did? I purchased Fear 1 because I never played it.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah, I got it from GameStop for like $3 because I had a $10 coupon. And I also, you know, got Just Cause 2, which I started dabbling and playing in. And really, you know, that game is awesome, dude. Just Cause 2 is one of those games that's sort of the Red Faction guerrilla of, 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically this big open sandbox where you start grappling everything. I mean, the grappling hook becomes the most addicting thing that I've used in a game. dude, it is great.
Does the world feel empty, though? Like, when I was playing the demo, it felt very empty. Like, yes, there would maybe be people walking out in the middle of nowhere, but for the most part, it's just...
The beginning part, you sort of play a bunch of missions where they kind of force you to go, and it's more linear, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean, when you're just, like, driving around or flying around and stuff, it can be a little bit empty, but as soon as you get to, like, a town or a settlement or whatever, you know, it's fine. And really, that's what you're doing. You're just getting a plane, getting a chopper or whatever. Dude.
Chopper.
I got in the chopper. Quick, get in the chopper. It's a rumor.
Yeah. Every time we play Battlefield, we start bringing out our Arnold Schwarzenegger voice while playing it. It's much fun.
Yeah, dude, we love it. And... Yeah, dude, the grappling hook is so much fun because you can basically, you can stand. Let's say you're driving and you're being chased by police. You can jump on top of the car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can turn around and grapple the car that's chasing you and then grapple the other end to the asphalt or to the ground. And then the car just gets stopped, you know, dead in its tracks, does a somersault, basically, and just, you know, it's looks fantastic, especially if you're going fast, you know? Because you can imagine if a car gets stopped and just flung over, you know?
Yeah.
It's wicked. Or, you know, you can jump in a chopper and and then when you jump out, when you get out of the chopper, because it's about to blow up, you can just jump out and grapple the chopper that was attacking you, jump on it, and, you know, take out the chopper pilot or another guy that's in it, and, you know, hijack the chopper, dude. The chopper.
I mean, it sounds really good and, like, a lot of fun. It is. I'm definitely trying to rent it, so.
Definitely do, dude. You're going to have a lot of fun, and I wish it was co-op, you know?
Yeah. I think a lot of people have said that's what it's missing.
Kind of can't believe that they haven't put it in it, you know? Kind of thinking about it. Would have been great for co-op. Because the story doesn't really matter in the game. You're just kind of doing stuff to do it. You don't really care why you're doing it.
So, say, one of the things I heard is once the story, like, you go through the main story and everything, it's free roam, right? You can do whatever you want, go where you want.
Yeah, once you've unlocked enough, I think you have to unlock a couple of missions, and after that, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Cool. So, good stuff. Know? Definitely worth a rent.
Definitely worth a rent, at least. But it's going to be one of those games that eventually is going to hit $20 and you're going to want to own it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just kind of did that already. So those are pretty much the main games I've played. You know, I like wanted to get a lot more into Splinter Cell and play a bunch of other games. But those are the ones I've played, and pretty much just Xbox this week, you know? Didn't do much on the PS3 or on the iPhone or anything like that,
It's been a bit of a boring week, to tell you the truth. Not too much. I need to play some more Battlefield. That's what I'm going to tell you.
That's all we're doing.
I don't play enough.
That is all we're doing. And I mean, once the medal popped up that said, you have played 48 hours, I mean, I was kind of like, yeah. And at the same time, I was like, oh, really? Damn, I have problems.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to a lot of stuff, man. If I'm just, you know, going to my Amazon wish list or my pre-order list, like we were talking about, there's so much stuff that's going to release. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So much stuff that I didn't even get to play yet. I didn't finish Red Faction Guerrilla yet, you know, because I didn't have time to. It's insane.
I mean, yeah.
These whole next couple of months are going to be.
I mean, you've got
insane.
Dead to Rights.
I mean, I don't really know.
And no one's going to play that. Iron Man, Lost
That's
Planet.
Yeah.
Alan Wake, Skate 3, Red Dead.
Yep.
I mean, the list just goes on and on. So much good
stuff. And let's not forget about Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker. It's coming out in June. Early June. And that's a full production. That game is a full production. That is not like the other Metal Gear games, you know, the for the PSP,
mm-hmm.
the previous ones. This game is legit. This is a legit Kojima game. So I'm looking forward
to
playing that.
You checked out the demo, didn't you? Like, didn't they release a demo last year sometime?
Yeah, I did. I played the Japanese demo when it hit at TGS last year. And it was a good mix. I was comparing it to like a good mix between Metal Gear 3 and Metal Gear 4 control-wise. Like, they've done some cool stuff with the controls that work really well on the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the typical Metal Gear gameplay, you know, it works really cool. And I think you're going to be able to play it online. You know, there's a 4-player co-op mode in the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I might have to update my PSP so we can play this.
Yep. And then, you know, you can play, obviously, online via, like, the PlayStation 3. You can connect it via PSN.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
You can do that, which is pretty awesome.
All right. I think we're going to end it here, right?
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of like the
episode. Live stream episode. Of course, the people that are listening to us audio wasn't really live, but I think it went good, didn't it, chat? I think we're like a 15-second delay, so it'll take them a little bit to answer. So I'll do the links. Check out the blog, onpause.org, linkout.onpause.org for links to our websites and Twitters. Speaking of Twitters, I'm at Ronnie Dean. Andres is at Racing Freak. And you can also check out our other co-host who is not here this week, tvnlust.net. And if you need to email us, oncast@onpause.org. Yep, they say they liked it.
Also, is anybody going to play Blur?
I
see Blur in the chat.
I really want to get Blur. I'm still split on which one I'm going to buy, because I'm only going to get one.
Are you split on the split second?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I mean, I played split second at PAX, and I loved it, dude. I mean, I told you this before. I fell in love with that game immediately, and I wanted to... I told the developer there, I said, you know, I'm going to take one of your dev kits and the game, and I'm going to leave with it. He was laughing, but I'm sure he would have been pissed if I tried.
Yeah.
Like that one kid that tried to steal...
you would have had a bunch of security around you. Yeah, Breach. No one wants that piece of junk.
Yeah.
I mean, you played
It was bad. Yeah, it was bad. I mean, it was more interesting to talk to the developers there because they're the ones who are making, 6 Days in Fallujah. And he confirmed that that game was still coming out, you know, that it's pretty much done. And they're just kind of looking to finalize publishing deals. So they're kind of putting out Breach in order to kind of capitalize on the engine and make some money, because they built the entire engine for 6 Days in Fallujah and that game is not coming out, so they're kind of throwing together Breach and to kind of get some money.
But it's probably still pretty early, wouldn't you say?
Breach?
Yeah,
it's supposed to come out in the summer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, supposed to come out in the summer, so.
All right. Well, I'm, looking forward to checking it out. I mean, it looks fun, but yeah, I think it's going to be one of those ones you play the demo and you're done.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'd rather play, there's a few other war games I'd rather play on the PC, like Arma 2, I'd like to jump into that. That's like a heavy simulation.
Yeah. What was the one that came to the Xbox?
No, you're talking about Operation.
Yeah, I mean, Flashpoint. They're basically the same game. Flashpoint was way too much. Just too much.
Yeah, but Arma is even more than Flashpoint.
Yeah, I don't think I want it. I'll stick with Battlefield.
If you're running, your head wobbles back and forth. Like, you actually utilize the entire keyboard playing Arma. You know?
So what do you got to click, like, W and E to run? Make sure you get your feet right,
No, what you do is you just take your whole face and push it down on the keyboard.
Okay.
And then that actually, does everything, like the PlayStation 3. Can't think of the game now.
Come on, Roddy, you know it. All right, I was going to say, I think we need to end it. It's starting to go on a little long.
Well, listen, really quickly, have you seen the new Kevin Butler ad?
Yeah, the one from Mod Nation Racers where he's in the locker room.
That was amazing.
Oh, I laughed so hard at that one. That was really good.
He is the best spokesperson for PlayStation or the Sony brand, period, that I've ever could have imagined for them.
Yeah, yeah.
I really, really enjoyed that ad. So everybody go check that out. Quit and check out Google or whatever. And I think Google might have a good...
I'll link it in the show notes of episode 37.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back next week. Hopefully live again.
Yeah, if you guys liked it enough, we'll come back live and maybe have some more new features. Who knows?
Yes.
So stop by onpause.org and, come by and check out our Twitters. And do you want to give out your gamer tag or no?
Sure. It's Ronnie Dean, RONYDEAN.
And I am McRoddy. It's MCRODDI. So go ahead if you want it. We have some room on our friends list, and you pretty much know what we play. So hit us up. Just tell us in a message or whatever that you're from the on cast community, and we'll add you.
Cool. Bye.
Bye, everybody.